Why celebrate Pride for 1 week when you can celebrate it all year long? Ohio University student Roxanne Hunt chose to tattoo her body to express herself, not only in terms of what she likes, but also to show who she is.
Tattoos are something that I really like. They actually really help me with stress.
Roxanne actually has 3 tattoos, but one more than the others has a lot of meaning. In a horizontal line across her ribcage, she shows a series of rainbow dots signifying her bisexual pride.
Well, I got my tattoo because before college, I was really not open about my sexuality at all. And then I came to OU, which is a pretty liberal campus, and I really discovered myself, and I decided that I was okay with being out there and expressing my sexuality.
Over at Thunder Bunny Tattoo on West Stimson, owner Alex Andrews has done a lot of tattoos in his 11 years on the job. By his count, roughly 12,000. And of those, more than 200 were like Roxanne's. He says tattoos can be a really visible way for LGBT people to quietly show others who they are.
I've tried my best to sympathize with people in that position and lend aid and comfort to them because they need it. And it's got to be hard to feel as if, you know, something that comes so natural to you is so evil to someone else. It helps bring the world a little bit out of the darkness a little bit more, you know, to be a little bit more open-minded about it.
Now, tattoos can do more than just showing people who you are. Lindsay Fout, the chair of the Southeast Ohio LGBTQ+ Center, says tattoos also bring members of the LGBTQ+ community together.
They want to show other people that that's who they are, and that's why they get tattoos, just to be a permanent part of their identity that people can immediately see, and especially if it's a flag that's not very identifiable, like if somebody outside of the community sees a trans flag or a bi flag, they might not immediately connect that. So it's also kind of a way to show others that no, and we're in a community together.
So much so that Athens Pride Festival organizers are working with Thunder Bunny to fundraise for this June celebration. While the official contract is still in the drafting stages, Fout says that Thunder Bunny is talking about offering Pride-related flash tattoos, which are pre-drawn and available immediately for walk-in customers, in May to raise money for the festival in June.
Well, we were looking for a tattoo parlor that either had LGBT artists or were allies. So that's why we reached out to Thunder Bunny, and they were very open to the idea.
Like Fout, Andrews agrees that getting a tattoo is just another way of showing pride within a community.
Getting a tattoo just symbolizes that, you know, unity and the strength and the hardship, you know, and it's ultimately like what they're interested in. They're interested in being free and being able to feel normal within it. And I think it's a normal thing to get a tattoo of it.
Roxanne believes that getting a tattoo can be a reflection of yourself and not just of what you enjoy.
I would say that if you want to get a tattoo to represent who you are, I would strongly suggest doing it. It's really therapeutic.
For thousands of years, humans have tattooed their bodies. And for some people with pride tattoos, it is their way of saying, we're here, we're queer. And just like these tattoos, we're not going anywhere. With The Outlet, I'm Devin Hannon.